part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision. Let's say good morning to Adam Shanks with the Extension Office. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Yeah. We always talk with you, and usually Ken's here to talk a little bit about how COVID's affecting farmers and the Extension Office and stuff. So it's been a minute since we talked to you. What's the latest out there, Adam? What are you hearing?
Sure. You know, we've had some, since we talked last time, we've done some virtual programming for farmers to log onto the computers in the evening and do some training and get some of their certification credits. And that's actually been pretty well received. They can stay at home and work right up till the last minute and then log on and participate. So those have been very well received and successful. So I see those kind of, you know, making sure that we do those moving forward as well. And, you know, obviously this time of year we're moving into the ultimate social distancing time when these guys are going to be living in combine cabs and tractor cabs and semis for the next 12 weeks or so. So they're going to be definitely a social distance, you know, as we go into the next few weeks of harvest here.
Mm-hmm. How's things in the field, Adam, for the farmers at this time of year?
Yeah, I mean, things are coming along. We've had some harvest take place out here in the county. I haven't talked to anybody to see what the yields are. We had some pretty hot, dry weather there towards the end of August, the first part of September, and I've seen some bean pods that have aborted, and also then where there may be three or four beans, the pods have aborted a bean within, so there may be two or three beans in those pods. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but, you know, over 140,000 plants, that can impact yields. So I don't know that we're going to have a bumper crop, but definitely I think it'll be an average crop, and it's going to be a good timely harvest this year versus last year, I think, when it was late and everybody was scrambling and trying to get it in. So the weather looks good, and I think we're going to get moving here pretty quickly and try to get this stuff put away.
So transitioning to something else, are you guys selling mums over at the Extension Office?
Yeah, 4-H is doing their annual mum sale. I believe they're $10 a piece, so you can come in and order those, and they'll have a pickup day. And I think she's even going to sell them at the fall festival that they're having next month down here at the fairgrounds. That's a fundraiser for 4-H.
Very good, yeah. They posted some photos last night on Facebook, and they got some good healthy ones down there, so certainly for a good cause, too, down there.
Yeah, local greenhouse provides those, and they do a really nice job and make some beautiful fall colors on your front porch for fall.
it looks really nice, and I love this time of year, too, you know?
Absolutely. Other than what follows it, I love it.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you there, too. I'm with you there.
I'm not looking forward to the snow flying and the sub-zero temperature.
Me neither. We'll take what we can get here. So we encourage everyone to check out you guys on Facebook. And if anybody wants to sign up for any of the virtual workshops, just give you guys a call, or you can register. And $50 is usually some of their fees, but that includes a lot.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, some of the stuff we can't do for free because there's just some costs incurred with materials, so we have to try to recoup some of that. We're not out making big bucks on anything, but we do need to recoup some costs to keep going. You can check us out on Facebook. You can look up our Clinton County Extension page through PurdueExtension.com, and also give us a call or stop by. We'd be happy to get you whatever information you need.
All right. Adam, anything else we need to let you know before we let you go?
I would just like to, sometimes I sound like a broken record, but this time of year I just would like to reiterate, you know, to the listeners to please be cautious and have some patience with the farm equipment on the road. Be aware of your surroundings. If you're meeting one of these big guys on the road, you know, look for a driveway to maybe pull into or another road that you could pull over. And let those guys pass. Or if you can't do that, be aware of of where the machine is and if there's a safe place for them to pull over so you guys can meet. If there's a steep ditch or a mailbox, you know, let them get by that. Don't just drive right up to them and then expect them to get over out of your way. Let's be aware. Have some patience. We'll share the road, but just kind of look for an opportunity to kind of get out of the way and let the machine get through before you carry on. It really will save everybody a lot of time and stress as we go through fall.
Absolutely. Give them the right of way, that's for sure.
Yeah, be aware of semis sitting on the road. I mean,
yeah.
There's people there that want to go home to their families at night, so let them get their harvest in and just have a little patience and everybody be kind.
Adam Shanks, have a great day, buddy.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
All right. We appreciate that. Adam Shanks is part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision. Well,